Health insurance companies around the country have been introducing policies that are stopping patients from being able to afford their medications. Health News Florida's Julio Ochoa introduces us to one woman whose life depends on high-cost prescriptions.
We're going to call her B. She's asked us not to use her full name because she has multiple sclerosis and keeps her condition private. B is a small business owner in Texas, and the medication she needs costs $13,000 a month. She changed insurance plans this year to save money.
It's $570 a month. It has a $7,900 deductible, and it covers nothing until the deductible is met.
Before this year, the drug company Genzyme helped cover B's deductible. But when she logged into her account in February, she learned that her new insurance policy didn't work that way.
I was confused. I thought that they had an error on their side, or maybe it was a software glitch.
The payments from the drug manufacturer were no longer counting towards her deductible. After several phone calls, she learned it was because of a policy with a weird name, copay accumulators.
So when I got off the phone, I was just absolutely horrified. I cried, I was angry, scared.
She would have to pay her entire deductible, nearly $8,000, before her insurance company would cover any of her drug costs.
I don't have that kind of money to be able to pay for this drug out of pocket.
These copay accumulators stop payments from drug manufacturers from counting towards a patient's deductible. And over the past 3 years, health insurers quietly have been adding these policies to their plans. In Florida, the AIDS Institute has found at least 5 companies using this practice. Colette Koulianis is with the National Hemophilia Foundation, and she was among the first to discover the practice back in 2016. She's heard horror stories of patients with rare blood disorders being forced to go without their medications because they can't afford them.
This is holding the drug hostage, and this is life and death, and it's simply not acceptable.
The average cost for hemophilia drugs is $250,000 a year. Kuliana says she's seen it run as high as $1 million a month. For insurance companies, the policies are a way to get patients to pick up some of the costs or to get them to look for cheaper drugs or alternative treatments. The theory may work for patients who can get treated with less expensive or generic medications. But for hemophilia patients, Kuliana says there are no alternatives.
This isn't going to work out the way they intended.
She says for hemophilia patients, this policy can backfire on insurance companies. Patients who don't get their medications could end up in the hospital, or worse. That costs insurance companies much more. This year, the policy has caught the attention of lawmakers. 3 states passed laws prohibiting copay accumulators, but Florida wasn't one of them. And in April, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services came up with rules that could stop the practice next year, but only when there's no generic drug available. The changes made by HHS will solve the problem for patients like B, the Texas businesswoman with multiple sclerosis. There is no generic available for her medication.
I think that's great news. That's some of the best news that's come out of Washington, D.C., in a really long time regarding health care.
But for patients who have alternatives, it can be more complicated. Koulianis from the National Hemophilia Foundation says some generics can cost nearly as much as brand name drugs.
They can't afford the deductible. That's the problem. The cost of drugs is always going to be way higher than the deductible.
Koulianis also isn't convinced that the federal rule will solve the issue. It's only a matter of time, she says, until insurance companies come up with a new way to get around the regulations. For Health News Florida, I'm Julio Ochoa.